by writer and journalist Sylvia Kent. As you know, Sylvia is an award-winning writer and journalist and a supporter of other people's work as well. She helps get people published and looks after lots of young writers, and writers of all ages, actually. And we're going to kick off with Billericay Readers Group. What are you guys reading at the moment?
Well, we're now meeting, which is lovely. In the last few months, we've met in the Billericay Library, and I'm still reading Hazlitt, Story About Shakespeare's Son, which is wonderful, by Maggie O'Farrell. We're also looking back at books that you would call, I suppose, classics, stuff that a lot of us read as children or young people, and we're reading again, which is great. But the important thing is we're seeing each other, we're having a Christmas lunch together, as we are with some of the other groups I belong to. So I'm going to get fat if I'm not careful.
No chance of that. Never met a slender person than Sylvia. Brentwood Writer, sir, can I just ask, are they accepting new people into
they
the fold?
They are. In fact, because of age and circumstances, we have lost several people. But now we are recruiting. And I hope very much that if anyone would like to join us, whether they're professionally published or completely new at writing and maybe want to do their life story, if they could ring our secretary Ina Love on 01277 417 164, she will point them in the right direction about where we meet, which is, as you know, at Bards, who are a lovely place in Brentwood. And again, a nice welcome awaits them. Anything, there's somebody to help somebody within the group, because some of us have been going for 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
We've written a book to celebrate the 80th anniversary. In 1941 we started. We had Vera Brittain and some marvellous people that came to Brentwood, have lunch with us. And I mean, it was long before my time, of course, because I'd be about 100 and something now, wouldn't I?
Well, you're doing ever so well if you are.
But anyway, that's things are looking up.
Yeah.
We've all been meeting by Zoom or whatever, and now we're meeting face-to-face, and we do welcome people. London group is also going well. We've got a party coming up on the 6th of December.
And that's the Society of Women Writers and Journalists.
Yes, a National Liberal Club. We welcome members also, if they've been published, but also look on our website and see how you can join us, which is www.swwj.co.uk, and you'll see some of the people that come to us and say we haven't really met very well over the last 2 years, but it's all on the web, and we do meet virtually and on Zoom. And very useful stuff comes out. Some of our people are really, really top writers, and you can learn just having a cup of tea with them or lunch with them. And that's great even for people who have never been published. So we've got the National Liberal Club on the 6th of December. All details are on the website.
You are a published writer. So, I mean, you've got, was it 13 or 14 books under your belt, and also award-winning, because you write for loads of magazines and journals, and you've worked for government. Yeah. What projects, you're always working, Sylvia, so what projects are you working on at the moment? Or can you not tell us?
Well, you will probably laugh. This is not for publication, but I've been going back right to the early years when, as a little girl, I met Enid Blyton, and then when I went into publishing, I was sent out to interview people in the government. As I worked in Parliament, it was relatively easy because they'd see me about, and you know, Anne Widdecombe and all some of the governing people there were very sweet to me, and Betty Boothroyd and lots of peers. I also worked for a peer, as you know. Mm. But anyway, it's we're all up and looking forward to the next year. I'm so happy with with the invitation you gave Farzana last month, her book Sweethearts of Ilford Lane. Because she is being sold now in Brentwood.
I know. I know. It's brilliant, isn't it?
It's and very soon you'll hear the two lovely ladies, Lisa and Lena from Pentapint.
Yes.
And they do a lot for youngsters and even people that want to write their memoirs. You listen to what they have to say, and I think you'll be quite impressed, or at least I was.
So, Sylvia.
Yes.
We have now our next feature, which I love, by the way. I love this. And it's called 60 Seconds of History, and it is by Sylvia Kent.
I should say as a prelude that last month I told you about Worley Barracks and the importance nationally of training soldiers. And this is what happened when they closed in 1960.
Do you want me to give you a countdown from five?
Yeah, I'll try and do it. Hope you can hear.
Okay. Okay. 5, 4, 3... 2, 1.
With the ending of call-up, which is conscription, and post-war cuts in the armed forces, Worley Barracks closed. The old soldiers' buildings were demolished, except for the lovely regimental chapel in Eagle Way and the officers' mess, which is now the Marillac Nursing Home. Also the gymnasium, which is Keys Hall. In August 1964, the barracks officially closed, and Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, took the last salute on the Asian parade ground. Then Ford Motor Company built their huge offices as their European HQ. 2,000 staff moved in and visitors worldwide came to Brentwood. The surrounding area was developed into a business park and housing estate. The Ordnance Depot became the council depot, and the old parade ground became the huge park car park with access to the main building through a tunnel. There is little to indicate that Worley was once the most famous military garrison in England. Apart from street names like Gibraltar Close, Eagle Way, Pompadour Close, the Ford Motor Company has been converted and will soon be opening as luxurious apartments with wonderful views across Essex if you go to the top floor.
So I'm joined by Lisa and Lena from Pen to Print. So it's really lovely to talk to you girls. I had your colleague in, or one of the writers in, as you know, Farzana was on with me about a month ago. So it's lovely to make your acquaintance. I know that you know Sylvia pretty well.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we've worked with her for many years now.
Excellent. Now, tell us about Pen to Print and how it all started, because it started back in 2014, didn't it?
It did. I'm Lena, by the way, because I know the two of us. We are a library-based project. We were running a reading festival, but part of that we had a really brilliant writing competition, and our boss, Zoinal, thought it was such talented people in the local area, it would be really great to support them. So what we did was put in a bid to the Arts Council for some money, and we got that, and we started a programme called Pen to Print. Basically what we do is create mentoring programmes and classes and events, and it's all centred around encouraging people to start writing and get published.
And which is fabulous, because most of the time people don't even know where to start. You might have an idea and it seems such a big thing to do that you kind of put it off. So what are your roles for yourself, Lisa and Lena? What do you do in the organisation?
I started running Pen to Print on my own back in 2014, but we've built up the programme to a level where we've got a team now. I'm basically the strategic manager of the programme, so I do all the admin stuff, but I'm there to facilitate my team to put together a really brilliant programme, and I'll pass over to Lisa to explain what she does.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi,
thank
Lisa.
You for inviting us.
Hello.
So I'm the delivery officer at Pen to Print, and I program all the workshops, the competitions, and the author book signings that we have in our libraries. During COVID, we took all of our program online, and between three of us, we've managed to host over 300 events, all writing-based events that are all free to attend, for anyone to come along, join us online, and pick up some great hints and tips. also, just to, if you have been writing, it just firms up that you're on the right track. Am I doing right or wrong? So, yeah, that's partly about what I do.
And is it just for people in Barking and Dagenham? Is it open to everybody?
No, not at all. It's open to everyone. We've got a website that's basically our biggest window out into the community. So we do really want to focus on people that are based in Barking, Dagenham, East London.
Yep.
And we've got partners that are in Essex. So we sort of want to get Essex involved, but we've got had people involved from Wales. We've got some people volunteering from India. So it's truly international now. We've gone digital, so it's been really exciting.
Oh, it's what great news. And also Farzana Hakim, who I spoke to last month with Sylvia, she was one of your competition winners, wasn't she? She's actually, I think she's, her book has been, it's actually published and it's out there, isn't it?
Yeah, Farzana's been involved sort of almost from the first year. I mean, she came along encouraged by her tutor at the college to take part because she'd heard about us. And then she decided she was going to enter the book challenge competition.
Yep.
But as well as that, she took part in some of our writing classes with Ian Harris, and she sort of entered the competition and got shortlisted. And then obviously she came second in the first one. And then we ran the whole thing again. And she won the second round of the competition. So that was really amazing. But she's been really a stalwart of our programme. And she actually works on our magazine that we introduced in 2019, Write On.
Yeah.
So she's sort of an integral part of that. And then we've gone on in the past year to develop Write On Extra on the website. So she's actually one of our page editors, but we've got a whole team of other writers that have sort of been developed through our programme. There's around 10 of them that work on that programme regularly, so it's a real sort of team effort.
And what, tell us about some of the writers that are involved.
We've got H.B. O'Neill. He's one of our polymaths. He's a very good playwright, novel writer, poetry. He works with us a lot. We've got Claire Buss, who actually took part in our book challenge with her book, The Gaia Effect. And she actually went on and published with us and then won another award for that book. But she's been prolific. She's actually based in Southend now. She moved from Barking, but she's still well involved. And she helps out with the magazine. We've got Janaya, she's an amazing writer, so she won one of the book challenge competitions and still works with us on the magazine. And we've got Efta, who is a really amazing poet. And these are just a few names. I mean, there's far too many to mention. There's a great, big, huge cohort of people now involved from all different backgrounds.
Yeah, and don't worry, if she missed you, it's not because I don't care. It's because it's a short interview. Because somebody will, well, you never mention me on air, don't you worry. What's the number one for both of you, actually, asking you, what's the number one piece of advice that you can give someone who's interested in writing?
Oh, I think me as Lisa, and my advice would be don't give up. We get a lot of people that have come to us that have had a manuscript in a drawer for 5, 10 years. It's been pushed to one side because they've not got the time generally in life to get on with, but it's something that's been stuck in the back of their mind.
Mm.
So get that document out of the drawer, get working on it, but come along to some of the workshops because it's inundated with advice, new skills. We work with self-published authors that have got their first book out, right through to industry experts that can give you years of experience. So there's a real select mix of people there. So that's a top tip from me.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think it's right with authenticity. Be true to yourself. Everyone is a storyteller, and the adage that is that everyone's got a book in them, and I think that is true. But everyone's got their own story that they can write, so don't worry about whether you can spell or not, or whether you've got the right grammar. put it down on paper, because that can all be fixed at a later date. The important thing about your writing is your authentic story. So give it a go. And there's always someone out there that will help you perfect that and get it to a publishable state. But it doesn't matter. As long as you've got that really brilliant story, everything else can get fixed.
Yeah. And it must be great for you too when you get somebody who might be a bit nervous or a bit, oh, I'm not really sure and I've written this. And then you start reading it and you're going, blimey, this is really good. It must be great to sort of nurture new talent and people that might not just have any confidence.
Yeah, I would agree with that. The most amazing thing is actually seeing someone that's come in and said, oh, I've got this idea and I don't really know what to do with it. And a year or so down the line, they've actually got a book in the hand.
Yeah.
Or they've got a poem that they've sort of produced and they've shared with people. I mean, some of the most powerful stuff is someone that's walked through the door, been really at a loss to know what to do with what they've written. And we've seen them stand up at events and read a poem out. And that's the first time they've ever done it. And it's such a buzz for us that we've helped that person do that. And we've gone on to see people. I mean, there's one guy, Gercha, he's amazing. And he's worked, sort of come to along to events for a long while. Mm. And he's actually been successful sharing his poetry. He's now starting to film himself and share that. But he entered his poetry collection to the book challenge, and he's now working with a mentor to actually make that into a book that we can publish. Oh. And that was his dream. And, he's making people's dreams come true. Mm. And that's such a buzz.
And seeing them fill with confidence and feeling a bit empowered to go on, put words to paper, but 3 or 4 years down the line, hosting their own workshops as well to deliver to people passing the message on, which is great.
You can hear it in both your voices, how passionate you are about what you do and how much you can really, it really does come across how much you love what you do. It's a real pleasure to talk to both of you.
I mean, don't get us wrong, we work very hard. Yeah. We put a lot of long hours in, but it's worth every single moment just to see people get their work out there and sharing it. I mean, the most important thing for writers, I think, is and actually letting that work go out into the world and getting that feedback from people, because most of the time people love it. Don't feel scared about putting your work out there for people to share, because on the whole, most people love what you do.
Yeah.
And they love that people have made that effort to do it. And I think everyone's sort of a little sort of closetedly a bit jealous because they've not actually done it themselves. So I think that's a sort of overriding message. Everyone has got the potential to be a writer.
And as you say in your mission statement, you're passionate about helping people discover what their stories are, and it's pen to print. Yeah. And what's all the details? If people want to find out more, you have got a fantastic website, so you can give out the details for that.
Yeah, pen2print.org, that's our website. So there's lots of hints, tips, ways to get involved, competitions, the magazine you can access there. So that's the main thing, is go to pen2print.org. And if you want to email us, it's pen2print@lbbd.gov.uk.
And I will put all the details up on the website, because when I was trying to get your email earlier, I'm going LB. Because I can't. It was a little bit, but we got there in the end to chat to you both. Hopefully, maybe next year, come in and we'll have a chat live in the studio.
That would be great.
You're only down. You're
lovely
only down
to
the road.
You, Michelle.
It's great.
Thank
to
you
talk
for having
to
us.
You're welcome. Great to talk to you too. And you take care. Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Thank you, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, they're fantastic and so passionate about what they do. That is Lisa and Lena there from Pen to Print. So if you're out there and you want to get involved and do, you know, be a writer get your stories down, and you're a little bit shy or a bit unsure, what a fantastic organisation. All the details will be up on the website, but if you just look up Pen to Print, you'll find all the details there. They've got workshops, advice, loads of things. What a great idea. So if you've got that book that's always been brewing, now's your chance.